Scriptural reference, Acts 2 chapter 28 verses 24 to 27, and some believed what was said, and some disbelieved, and as they could not agree among themselves, they began to depart. When Paul added this one word, well did the Holy Spirit speak through Isaiah to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, with the ear you will hear and you will not understand, and seeing you will see and will not perceive. For the heart of this people has been hardened, and with their ears they have been hard of hearing and with their eyes they have been closed, lest perhaps they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted and I heal them. Quote, note, the Holy Spirit got me out of bed at 2:30 a.m. to start to type and send this. Twilight is over, you all go into the night now. It is what it is. Not only are you saints tired out, the earth is exhausted from the madness of humanity's murderous collective intentions, actions, looks, gestures, voices and sins. A mountain of evil built up over the centuries is toppling over itself to be utterly destroyed. Fall Babylon fall, the whole world is Babylon now. 1. Get out of your comfort zones now before they dissolve forever. 2. Pray continually for protection from the evil ones. 3. Listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. 4. Be prudent and discern with strangers and be silent for many will try and destroy you working from a spiritual level, a less than cerebral level. They will hate you not even knowing why, for they are possessed and damned even now. Open your eyes before it is too late, my children. The time is now. The end is here. It is not in the future. Wake up. You may not be given tomorrow. It is never promised to anyone. Do not take this moment in time for granted. Pray for those that will pass today. Every day do this. Help those in need of my mercy now. For many will fall into hell without your intercession. They will repay your charity, like the brothers and sisters they are. For you all came from Adam and Eve. Those that are selfish will be left to their own devices. I am will not hear your cries nor answer your prayers when your time of trouble comes, if you have ignored the sorrows of your neighbors. Note, I was told yesterday of a family that is living in a forest, not too far from where I live. The authorities have lit fires around their camp that they must flee. But where can the homeless go? Think on that. You all have these homeless ones near you, dispossessed by poverty, loss of jobs, rejection by society, family and friends. And those rejected because they would not submit to the vaccine abomination. If you do not step out of your comfort zones and extend a hand, I will crush your own stores and vaporize your hordes, your plenty will be lost like a stiff wind that blows the leaves off the trees in the fall. The fall is the fall. Not just the rich and self-satisfied West, but worldwide. All will dissolve, liquefy, convulse, pulsate with disastrous change, cataclysms and calamities that accelerate daily from now on. End.